said they'd see some colonel out there, and we didn't hear from him yet. And then the Fed days called the Air Force, had no comment.
University of Colorado, Dr. Condon group yet?
No, we haven't.
Well, now,
they are supposed to send a man in here to look this up. They think we have a report that said citing yours and several others have been made.
Yeah, so now, let's see. You've started to fill that Keenan report out, which is...
Yes, have you? I started to, but I thought maybe somebody would tell me something from the government, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to fill it out. And fill
yeah.
It out.
Yeah. Well, of course.
I don't think they will.
They have a habit of covering things up.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Now, it was quite interesting that you took that to, took the piece of metal. Of course, it's so small that its significance may be difficult now.
Did you get any reading on that?
No, I haven't had it analyzed.
Did you have anybody check the area out there for any radioactivity?
Yeah. It's in the day's paper.
Did you find anything?
It's in your
it's in your pocket, I believe.
You got
it higher here than
I had a reading, but not being familiar with it, I haven't heard.
Yeah. Is that the Ashley paper?
This is Lincoln
stuff.
I got two more papers in there with it.
And I told this reporter in Lincoln, and he sent some people out here.
What is that?
It's an article all the way down the paper.
Lincoln Journal.
This is in the
dark green. Goes all the way down here.
Lincoln Journal for Friday, December 8th, p.m., right?
Right.
Oh, yeah. See, this is why we should get that Lincoln paper on that other sighting. See, there was a sighting the Tuesday night that we came out here at 11 o'clock.
Again,
see, and we haven't been able to learn the names of anybody.
I've got two more officers, elderly women.
They're local people.
They've seen the same thing. I haven't had a chance to talk to them.
Is that right?
They don't. They're afraid of publicity and stuff.
Right.
I think I
could. Well, we could talk to them without publicity. That is, if you would, if they'd ever get up to where you'd want to call them up here.
Right. 8 micro wrenches, about 160 times higher than normal.
See, I'm not familiar with that.
Yeah.
I have no training in that.
Yeah, now, on that metal piece, there's a physics man, Dr., his name was J.G. McMillan at OU, that's quite interested in this, and he may assist you, see? Mm-hmm. I couldn't get hold of him. He had some meeting going on at OU.
We have a group of people organized here, different experts we can call on.
We had... Private thing. I'm not going to send it to the government. I'm a little bit leery. I might not have anything done again.
Yeah.
If you give them anything,
you'll never
get
it
back.
Right.
No. If you have any pictures, they usually try to get your negatives, and that's it.
Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah, you see, now, there was an incident in Omaha where we went and got some material in a guy's yard, and I measured it and took pictures of it, and he worked for Allied Chemical this spring as a guard. Well, he took the material down there to their chemist. And the first thing you know, the guys from Offutt Field were there, but he managed to hold back a big chunk about like that, and they took a photograph of it at Allied Chemical of the pieces that were in a gallon can. Well, the only thing that he had left was a photograph, and the Offutt got all the little piece of wire and some of the things we thought would be good for him to still have. He don't have them anymore.
See,
went to Western Electric, and they ran a... spectrograph on it, which is a pretty high-class test, and they told me exactly what they found. Did you get any report on your piece of metal yet?
I haven't.
He hasn't had it analyzed.
I'm still hanging on to it.
Now, we got this from this fella, and...
This extra radioactivity is very important.
What's OPPD officials got to say about it?
I borrowed their guidance.
Oh, yeah.
Not all.
OPPD officials in Ashland, what have they got here? Mm-hmm. Has OPPD got
an office here?
They do. Well, we noticed there's a big switching or transformer place out by that power station, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got if I had my mapping here, I'd show you, but there's a 69,000-volt line comes up from Lewisville.
Mm-hmm.
And crosses the highway out here, and then it cuts straight north about where those switching or that big transformer is.
Well, this may or may not have. There's evidence around the country where these are seen usually in the proximity to large power lines frequently.
There's no power lines in this area.
Well,
her side, this is right straight out here. Yeah. And these power lines sit, substation more or less sits over here.
Yeah.
What is it? 2 or 3 miles.
Now, let me quickly go over what I have to say, and then I'll get out of this. We had heard in a cafe Tuesday night that there was a couple girls. Now, did these girls tell you about this light so that you went out there?
Not
did you find it on your own?
I found this on my own.
I got a call from Will Harrell that two girls called them. They said they think they seen something, but they didn't want to give any names.
Yeah, no.
Boy, these stories really get
I know.
Yeah, see, now I have a daughter that's going to nursing school, and she's got a friend here by the name of Pat or Pam Johnson, and she's of the opinion that this is a hoax. That's the story she's telling my daughter down at school, see? And, but the thing is, this is the sort of thing that sometimes puts you on the spot, both of you, because, it's not anything that you probably desire to get involved in, because a lot of times people in the past have regretted that they ever got any religion.
Also, this is a way of covering it up. They try to
smear
anybody connected with anything that's telling the truth.
Yeah. They do this with airlines.
Call the names or...
That way it makes us feel good. That's why you're moving on the lie detector test. Probably. That's one of the things that, who was interested in that? Apco Lawrenson out there? Yeah, that's one of the things that they're. Although I don't know how much authenticity is involved there in those tests. I mean, you didn't, this guy didn't see you, did he? He never came out here today. Kim Craig.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm through about this because there seems to be a need to check out a couple of these girls and verify that some way. And then you say that there's a couple of older women.
These
don't care any publicity.
Would it be possible to call
these
kids around and ask them if they have the name of the woman who was coming?
Mrs. Foster was her name.
Is that her name, Foster?
My wife
said. Didn't want any publicity, but.
Around this town here, you're going to find out that these kids around here are really going to put a hoax on people.
Yeah.
It'll make a difference who he is, what he is, or what
maybe
he does.
Maybe especially if he's a police officer.
Oh, right. Definitely.
They can give you a rough time, right? In any...
All the time.
They don't seem to be harassing too much. Yeah. But sometimes somebody can start a nice little rumor to discredit the whole thing, you know.
Did you ever see one of these before, or lights, or any form of these before? How about you?
I've never been in closure around anyone who had.
Were you going south on 6?
I was going toward Waverly.
Maybe south.
What we call south on 6. And you could see it just when you got along the side of it. It was about the first
I glanced like that, you know. I was going quite fast, right? Glanced. And I noticed red lights, and I thought it was a truck. So I figured, well, if these lights weren't flashing when I stopped, I pulled in this little place where we turn around all the time, and I looked at my watch.
I always look at my watch. It's a habit.
You know, you get out a ticket, you look at your watch, what time it is, you know. And I turn around, I come up on the object, and I flip my lights on bright, and it just lit up like a Christmas tree, and the red lights started flashing on and off. These lights were not on the outside of this craft. They were on the inside.
Were they a point light, like a spotlight or a globe?
You see one of these, like, take a big red light like this, flashing on and off, on and off.
Is that what you had observed at a path?
Yeah. Well, it was pulled up that chair over coming from the inside, I mean, through the portal, you know.
These lights were set back
here. When you first saw a light when you were up on the road or when the thing got your attention, was it light that got your attention? Were the lights near the top like they'd be on the top of a semi?
No. No, these lights were midway on.
What shape was the thing?
Milligan, Nebraska. She sent you a letter on December 7th from Geneva, Nebraska. What did it say in this letter? I'll let me shut this off.
I didn't work Sunday at all. Monday morning, I looked at the report. I seen that. Don't ever say it's in a
UFO.
Just believe it or not. coming out right now.
Yeah, I think it's okay now. Well, anyhow, there seems to be evidence that they could have picked up. I've checked with some guys out there that live out there that tried to ask local residents around to ask them
more
to
come and say by me. Yeah,
they denied. We really can never land it there. Where it was Farmington, New Mexico, it's all covered in Scully's book. And they're supposed to have actually had this one land there, and they had it in the paper. But the paper was missing when you go to the post office to
get the microfilm.
The microfilm tape is broke, and that day's missing out of the microfilm copy sheet. That was 10 years later when I went to. But then I went over to the scap, or the.
There wasn't anything. Why did they?
Yeah,
why
that, was it missing? Yeah. So there's quite a bit to that side of it. Now let's see. One of these fellows was asking me on the way down if you said there was no legs or anything on the thing.
Negative.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I asked him. If there's anything protruding from it.
Yeah. Of course, that doesn't mean anything because just as many of them have been seen all over the country without legs.
Yeah.
In fact, more.
Of course it wasn't touching either.
Yeah.
It was hovering.
Right.
It was hovering over the ground. I mean, it made no noise. It made no noise at all.
Now, wait a minute. What about your lights on your car? Was your car running when you pulled up to it?
Yeah.
No effect on it?
Huh?
No effect
on it? I stole my own ink because I had low gear. And I just kind of...
But your lights didn't go out, man.
No.
At any time. And you had them left on all the time while you got out?
Yeah. It was kind of right on the object. When my lights, the bright lights did, that thing just shot a big bright light, you know, and just flared up, you know. Herb says it absolutely was not jet propulsion.
Was there noise when it took off?
Oh, yes. You ever heard of a propane siren? Like on a fire truck or a police car. But it had more of a tension. It went faster. It had a weirder howling and went a little bit faster than that. And this is what it was doing when the beam was coming out, Bernie. It just shot straight up in the air. I mean, it stayed like that, I guess, maybe, I don't know how long a time that it so.
What color was the beam that came
out? Orangey's red.
There's the saw in the air.
No, the fellas you're talking about are Pat and his brother, right?
Right.
Now, see, because this is a tape, and
some are very quiet, and some make sounds. Now, were there any dogs around that you heard howl?
No, the cows were acting up real bad here in town.
They were just dogs. They just
abnormal. I never seen cows act up like this before.
Well, was this before you spotted it?
Yeah, and I said, well, I'm going to start checking around town and see what's going on. You know, the town was dead, and I got out here by the highway, you know. Usually when cows act up, you know there's something.
Then I finally came along.
Yeah,
finally
came
along.
After I clicked about 20 times, I
was
up, you know.
Well, that's the boss. Yeah, this is interesting. Now, what was this about the surface that you said? That it was, what, shiny or something?
It was real shiny like aluminum. It was real bright. I mean, it threw out real bright light in it, you know.
It glowed.
I mean, glow or brilliant.
Was it a sharp white light or kind of bluish white?
Did you see any windows?
Or
anybody moving around?
No, I didn't see anything moving in fact.
I noticed like inside the red light, it had a little black line. You know, little straight lines going like this.
Vertical line.
Yeah. That was the inner part of the red light.
Yeah, see, it looks like
behind. Yeah. Was there any kind of anything that looked like in the
signal?
No.
Now, there have been a couple of sightings where the people claim to have seen the door frame or maybe the signal.
Yeah. But what about this cow business again? I think we missed that. I had this tape here. You said that they were acting up before this around the edges of town.
Yeah.
And usually they're how were they? They were enough unusual. You said something about them.
They were
just adding all of them in. It just scared me, you know.
In other words, the cows seem to be disturbed.
Yeah, they're very, very restless.
Yeah. Well, that could be in a reaction like his dog, Pat's dog there, you know, was really shook up about it. When, how did your dog react? Was he just a chihuahua or something? Bantam book, number S3378. paperback. It's one of several photographs in here, but Mr. Shermer feels that that's about the closest thing that really looks like what he saw. And he gives off a sort of a
different one. That was off of his off his camera flash, or that's
the time exposure there.
I wonder how far away he was.
But that's pretty just pretty well looks like it.
Herb?
Mm-hmm.
We believe it. It's about, of course, Herb only saw one side.
Yeah, well,
see, that ain't too bad here.
That's fairly close.
Is this a glow down here?
Yeah, that's
where the
beam
is.
Come on.
And it looks just like that.
That big glow or beam like smoking white.
The beam that he warned out of it wasn't a straight beam like a spotlight, but it was like a half sphere, like flame coming out of the bottom of it.
Had it all gone.
The shape of it.
Well, I don't know.
Now, see this one here? This is the one taken near McMinnville, Oregon. Now, at home, I have this picture here.
He talks about little guys. Come, you know, kind of get in with them. I don't. Just straight back.